Once more we pray. Oh Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Today we're going to focus the first part of the sermon on some of the hardest sayings of Jesus' ministry. But before we do that, I want to talk about one of my biggest New Year's pet peeves. And so brace yourself for a patented Steve rant. You've already seen it, or you will see it tonight or tomorrow. It being a cartoon image of an incredibly skinny, frail old man bent over with a 3-foot-long beard, holding on to an overused cane. And the old man has nothing on except a top hat and a diaper and an old, worn-out, faded banner that says 2017. And he'll be quickly followed by a fat little pink-skinned baby grinning, also wearing a top hat and a diaper, but the baby's sash is new and bold and colorful, and it says 2018. Now, there are plenty of reasons I don't like these images, but mainly because it makes two false assumptions. The first false assumption is that everything that came before is old and worn out and tired, that everything in the past should be discarded. The second false assumption is that we should be mindlessly grinning and looking ahead to the bright promise of a future with all of its hopes and all of its dreams. These images fail to be in the here and now. Looking back and looking forward do not serve us well as we serve the Lord. So now we can take a look at just the first hard saying of Jesus in chapter 9. Verses 57 and 58 of the Gospel of Luke. Now they were going along a road, and someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "The foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have their nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head." We really want to follow Jesus. We desire, we have to follow Jesus. But that doesn't necessarily mean looking always into the future, looking always into our heavenly goal. Jesus makes it clear that following him is a here and now thing. The Son of Man is focused on today. The Son of Man isn't even ready or even thinking about what's going to happen tonight, where he's going to lay his head. The Son of Man is right here in this moment. And our faith, our following Jesus, our looking at Jesus and doing his work and his will and worshiping him is a here and now, one moment of a time thing. Jesus is our salvation. He is our rock and our redeemer and our ultimate destiny. But following Christ is a here and now. We can't be looking beyond today. The future of looking beyond ourselves is a pursuit for the end of the rainbow. And I learned as a kid, you can never find the end of the rainbow. And if you do, what's there? Leprechaun gold that just fades away. Looking to the future, C.S. Lewis writes, looking at the future leads to fear and worry and ambition. We focus on the material, Lewis tells us, and we lose focus on God, and we trust God then less and less and less. We tend to forget Jesus' promise in chapter 6 of the Sermon on the Mount. If God so clothes the grass in the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, "What will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear?" For indeed your heavenly Father knows that you need these things, but strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Stay in the Lord by staying in the moment. At the same time, Jesus tells us not to dwell in the past. We continue in chapter 9 of Luke. Another hard saying. Very hard saying. To another, he said, follow me. But he said, first, Lord, let me go and bury my father. And Jesus said to him, let the dead bury the dead. But as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God. And another said, I will follow you, Lord, but let me first say farewell to those at home. And Jesus said to him, no one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. If a farmer is plowing a field and keeps looking back over their shoulder at the past, or keeps daydreaming about the future, what are those rows going to look like? And what's the crop going to look like that's planted there? These hard sayings of Jesus do not mean that Jesus is unsympathetic for the man who's lost his dad. Does not mean that Jesus is unsympathetic that this man's going to be lonely in ministry. It's going to be hard, and the heartache of his family is well felt. Jesus knows these things, and he does sympathize with us. Remember, the Gospels tell us that Jesus looks upon us and loves us. Jesus is saying, though, as followers, we cannot live in the past. The kingdom of God is here and now. Faith and hard work of ministry are right here in this moment. Again, C.S. Lewis, he wrote in the Screwtape Letters, evil wants us to live in the past. Evil wants us to sentimentalize the past. Oh, things were so much simpler back then. Oh, it was so much nicer. Things weren't as fast. Evil wants us to glorify the past. When I was younger and stronger, I could. Evil wants us to dwell on our past hurts, our past failures, our past injuries. We are indeed shaped by our past. We are truly indeed shaped by our past. But if that past pins us to a certain place of fear, of anxiety, of injury, we can't live in the here and now for Jesus Christ. In a few moments, I'm going to share with you how the scriptures take the past and the present and the future and weave them all together into one. But now, at the end of this year, I'm inviting you to let go of that which pins you down. Let go of hurts and pains and sorrows.